Hi, we're talking today about John the Baptist. Biblical texts generate multiple interpretations. The rabbinic description for this phenomenon is Shiva Panim LaTorah, 70 faces to the Torah. The image suggests that each verse, each phrase is like a beautifully cut gem with intensely shining facets. And when we read scripture, we should see multiple facets and so discover multiple meanings. Scripture will always yield different meanings since we always bring different perspectives to it. Jews in exile in Babylon, the people to whom Isaiah spoke, received a different message than people hearing Isaiah in first century Galilee or 21st century Poland. Jews will understand Isaiah's words differently than Christians. Our scriptures also generate different meanings because words change meaning over time and because these ancient texts contain no punctuation. For Jews in 6th century BCE Babylon, and for Jews today, Isaiah's message concerns the importance of the national Jewish homeland. Isaiah speaks of a voice, perhaps of an angel or a prophet, telling the Jews in Babylon to prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Otherwise put, Isaiah exhorts them to build a road because they're going home. Further, when the way is prepared, then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. How? Because all people shall see the power of God in repatriating the covenant community. Today for Jews, Isaiah 40, with its message of Nachamu, comfort, is the Haftarah, the reading from the prophets, read on the Sabbath after Tisha B'Av, the fast day commemorating the destruction of the two temples in Jerusalem, the first crusade in which Christians massacred Jews in France and the Rhineland, the expulsion of Jews from Christian England in 1290, Christian France in 1306, Christian Spain in 1492, the Shoah, and other tragedies that have befallen Jews over 2.5 millennia. This is the first of 7 successive Shabbat Haftarot from Isaiah, all concerning comfort. And then comes Rosh Hashanah, the new year. The Jewish liturgical cycle insists that national tragedy is not the end of the story. Comfort and restoration will occur, whether in our time or in the Messianic age. For Mark, Isaiah speaks not about the return from exile, but about the baptizer proclaiming Jesus' advent. Mark's words, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way," paraphrases Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. "Behold, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me." Malachi ends with the prediction of the return of the prophet Elijah, the role Mark assigns to the baptizer. And then Mark inserts Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. While Isaiah spoke about a voice telling Jews in exile to build a road in the wilderness, Mark describes John as a voice calling out in the wilderness. Grammatically, Mark moved the comma. Isaiah mentions a voice crying out, comma, in the wilderness, prepare the way. And Mark presents a voice crying out in the wilderness, comma, prepare the way. And words also change connotations. Here are 2 examples. First, Isaiah's Lord, in Hebrew, the tetragrammaton, YHWH, is in Mark's Greek kurios, a title for Jesus. And second, the Hebrew for way or road is derech, which can also refer to how one walks or the manner in which one lives. The Greek translation is hodos. The earliest followers of Jesus were not called Christians. They were called followers of the hodos, followers of the way. Thus, Isaiah's prepare the way of the Lord has for Mark Christological import. The way is discipleship and the Lord is Jesus. For Mark and so for Christians, Isaiah 40 speaks of John and Jesus and their followers. But Christians should also recognize how Isaiah spoke to the Jews of his own time and how Isaiah speaks to Jews subsequently. And with this broader knowledge, Christians can therefore better understand the Jewish attachment to the homeland, the fidelity of Israel's God to the people Israel, and the need of all people for a message of comfort.